Farm Network. Some of the specifics of the coronavirus food assistance program are still being sorted through. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more in this update.
Sign up for the coronavirus food assistance program has been open for nearly 1 week now. While the details have been laid out, there are still a few questions on specific sections of the program. Egg Country Farm Credit Services Market Education Specialist Katie Tangen says one question revolves around the sale of grain.
Which sounds simple, you know, when you told her it's not, except there's a lot of grain contracts that are somewhere in between. So what if you had a basis contract? What if you had a delayed price contract? What if it was an HTA contract? Well, we have some answers on those things. Basis contracts are fine. Those bushels will still be eligible. Delayed price contracts, same thing. Those bushels are eligible. We've gotten some conflicting answers on the hedge to arrive portion of that. So we're still working through some of those details.
Another question many farmers in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota have relates to unharvested acres from 2019. Do those acres count as inventory? Tangen says it is kind of a yes and no answer.
Yes, those bushels will count. However, they are asking that you have them harvested before you fill out the application. The only reason they're doing that is because they need an exact number of bushels to put in that part of the application. You will still be paid on those bushels. If you're pulled for a spot check, and that they will be doing spot checks after this is all over, then you'll have to submit your insurance paperwork and all that. And it's really no big deal. It'll all match up in the end.
Hear more in the latest edition of the Rural Perspectives podcast from Egg Country Farm Credit Services, found at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.
Weather is